De facto spouses are not able to secure dependent visas, as the rules call for a legal marriage between the parties. However, heterosexual living partners are able to show a pre-existing cohabitation prior to coming to Hong Kong, and who are prepared to undertake in writing that their relationship will eventually lead to legal marriage, are usually able to secure a prolonged visitor visa to allow the non-resident visa holding de facto spouse to live in Hong Kong together with their life partner. A prolonged visitor visa, however, does not avail the holder of the right to work, start a business, or indeed take up a formal course of study. In the application process, considerable emphasis is placed on the prior existence of the de facto relationship, and a great deal of documentary proof of a lengthy previous cohabitation is called for by the Immigration Department. Letters, photographs, joint bank statements, official communications to both parties at the same address, and myriad other forms of proof all work to support the requirements of prolonged visitor visa applications. There's no definitive set of documentary evidence in these cases. The challenge is to show that the relationship is both bona fide and pre-existing. The notion is that people in genuine long-standing relationships generate evidence of their relationships through the actions of their daily life when interacting with other parties and official agencies. Needless to say, new de facto relationships will struggle to satisfy the requirements of the Immigration Department in prolonged visitor visa applications. If the prolonged visitor visa holder intends to travel outside of Hong Kong during the validity period of a prolonged visitor visa, she will have to make an application for a re-entry visa. Otherwise, the prolonged visitor visa status will be automatically cancelled at the time of departure. This re-entry visa facilitates re-entry into Hong Kong under the existing prolonged visitor visa period of stay and obviates the requirement to go through the vigorous prolonged visitor visa application assessments each time a prolonged visitor visa holder needs an extension of stay. Needless to say, once a legal marriage has occurred, an application for full dependent visa permissions can be submitted in the normal way.